This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu today said India is the blessed land of Dhamma and in every age there have been great masters and mystics. Addressing the gathering of the first Asian Buddhist summit in New Delhi this morning, the president said the Buddha holds a unique place among these pathfinders. The president said today when the world is facing an existential crisis on many fronts, the Buddhist community has much to offer to humankind.
If one word can capture the Buddha Dhamma, it has to be Karuna or passion, which is what the world needs today. We need to discuss the role of Buddha Dhamma in strengthening Asia. Indeed, we need to expand the discussion to see how Buddha Dhamma can bring real peace to Asia and to the world.
The Ministry of Culture, in collaboration with the International Buddhist Confederation, is organizing the two-day summit. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has termed the attack on a Hindu temple in Canada as deeply concerning. In a joint press conference with his Australian counterpart Penny Wong at Canberra this morning, Dr. Jaishankar expressed concern that political space is being given to extremist forces in Canada.
Let me make three comments. One, Canada has developed a pattern of making allegations without providing specifics. Secondly, when we look at Canada, for us, the fact that they're putting diplomats under surveillance is something which is unacceptable. Third, the incidents which the gentleman there spoke about, I think they would tell you, in a way, the political space today, which is being given to extremist forces there. So we believe in freedoms.
On being asked about the attacks on Hindu temples in Canberra, the Australian Foreign Minister called the attacks upsetting for the Indian community. The centre has released the 15th Finance Commission grants during the financial year 2024-25 for the rural local bodies of Haryana, Tripura and Mizoram. Panchayati Raj institutions and rural local bodies of Haryana have been given untied grants amounting to nearly 195 crore rupees as part of the first installment. For rural local bodies in Tripura, the first installment of untied grants amounting to 31.4 crore rupees and first installment of tied grants amounting to over 47 crore rupees have been released. The Union Minister for Shipping and Ports, Sarbananda Sonowal, has asserted that India's potential in maritime industry will transform the blue economy, making it a destination for maritime trade during Amrit Kal. Delivering his speech at the Week Maritime Summit at Chennai today, the minister said Tamil Nadu was one of the prime destinations in ancient days when maritime trade was done at a global level. He said the government was keen to bring back the same glory of India with the vision to generate more employment, wealth and sustainability. Recalling India's commitment in G20 towards developing the India-Middle East-Europe corridor, Mr. Sonowal said Sagar Mala, Sagar Setu and Sagar Smriti were some of the projects aimed towards making India a favourite destination with sound infrastructure. The Supreme Court today upheld the constitutional validity of the Uttar Pradesh Board of Madrasa Education Act 2004. A bench comprising Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud and Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Mishra gave the verdict against the Allahabad High Court's March 22nd judgment that declared the act as unconstitutional and violative of the principles of secularism. The Apex Court said the statute can be struck down if a state lacks legislative competence. The ruling means that madrasas would continue to function in Uttar Pradesh with the state regulating the education standards. The United States will go to polls today to elect a new president. Republican nominee and former President Donald Trump and Democratic candidate and Vice President Kamala Harris are locked in a tough fight for the top post. As the country has multiple time zones, polling in the U.S. will begin between 5:30 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Results of the elections are expected as polling closes, but it will take days before it is known who the next U.S. president will be. And with that, we end this news bulletin.